Listening to Valley Free Radio 103.3 FM WXOJLP in Northampton. Welcome to Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and tonight on the program we'll be exploring the music of Randy Newman. Very tongue-in-cheek lyricist, his songs are humorous, ironic, and even offensive for the certain audience. His music has been covered by dozens of other artists, and his film scores have made him visible to a whole other generation, particularly his work on Disney Pixar animated movies. We'll try to cover it all this hour, and as always, thank you for tuning in. Randy Newman with You Can Leave Your Hat On from his 1972 recording Sail Away. Some fantastic musicians joining him on that album, including Rod Cooter, Gene Parsons, Russ Titelman, and Chris Etheridge. Newman was born on November 28, 1943, into a famously musical family. He had three uncles, Alfred, Lionel, and Emil Newman, who were all well-known film composers and conductors. By 17, Newman was writing songs for a Los Angeles publishing house, songs that were performed by Gene Pitney, Irma Thomas, and the OJs, among others. Just before 1968, Newman's friend Larry Warrenker helped Randy to get a record deal with Reprise Records. Just a semester shy of graduation, Newman dropped out of UCLA and released his self-titled debut in 1968.
by my window and watch the rain. I hear it beating on my window pane. But it makes me so sad. Bet no one ever hurt this bad. My baby left me and now I'm alone. Wait for a letter and I sit by the phone. All the troubles I've had, bet no one ever hurt this bad. Since you went away, I can't face the day. The night brings nothing but pain. Thought I could go on, I see that I was wrong. Baby, please come home. I just can't stand to be alone. Or somebody somewhere hear my bling and send my baby back home to me. But it make me so glad, cause no one ever hurt this bad. It make me so glad, cause no one ever hurt this bad.
Randy Newman with Bet No One Ever Hurt This Bad from his 1968 self-titled album. Thanks for tuning in to Connecting the Notes. If you're just joining us, we are looking at Randy Newman this hour. Mr. Newman received quite a lot of attention because of the artists that covered his work early on. Those musicians included Joe Cocker, Nina Simone, Linda Ronstadt, Dusty Springfield, and Alan Price, to name a few. Harry Nilsson recorded an entire album of Randy Newman compositions titled Nilsson Sings Newman. A dark sense of humor and some satirical writing also earned Newman some attention. In the song Sail Away, Newman sings from the perspective of a slave ship captain, glorifying the opportunities that await his African cargo in America. The song Political Science finds Newman disclosing his shocking plan for world peace, while his first major hit as a performer, the song Short People, was an ironic critique of bigotry. It wasn't interpreted as such, though, and the controversy even prompted the state of Maryland to attempt to pass legislation to have the song banned from radio airplay. It did not pass.
In America, you get food to eat. Won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mama snake. Just a sweet watermelon in the buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little warp, sail away with me. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty Justin Bay. In America, every man is free to take care of his home and his family. You be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. We're all gonna be an American. Sail away, sail away.
across the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
Randy Newman with Short People, a song he once described as the worst kind of hit imaginable. Before that, you heard the song Sail Away and Political Science in that order. Randy Newman was never more controversial than on his 1974 album Good Old Boys. Randy wrote the opening song Rednecks after seeing Georgian Governor Lester Maddox humiliated on the Dick Cavett Show. As Newman told Offbeat magazine, quote, "I wrote Rednecks after seeing Lester Maddox on the Dick Cavett Show and seeing him treated rudely. He wasn't even given a chance to prove what an idiot he was. It was like they sat Jim Brown next to him, and the crowd was razzing on him. He didn't even get a chance to talk. He didn't get a chance to do anything. And they had just elected him governor, in a state of 6 million or whatever. And if I were a Georgian, I would have been offended, irrespective to the fact that he was a bigot and a fool." End quote. Newman added in the liner notes to the album, "It bothered me, so I wrote the song, and Northerners have recognized ever since that they are as guilty of prejudice as the people in the South. I'm sure glad I wrote it."
Last night I saw Lester Maddox on a TV show with some smart-ass New York Jew. And the Jew laughed at Lester Maddox, and the audience laughed at Lester Maddox too. Well, he may be a fool, but he's our fool. And if they think they're better than him, they're wrong. So I went to the park and I took some paper along. And that's where I made this song. We talk real funny down here. We drink too much, we laugh too loud.
Time or spring, there'll be peace without end. Every man neighbor a friend, and every man a king.
The 100,000 Frenchmen in New Orleans. New Orleans, they're Frenchmen everywhere. Your house could fall down, your baby could drown. Wouldn't one of those Frenchmen care? Everybody, gather round, loosen up your suspenders, hunker down on the ground. I'm a cracker, you one too. Gonna take good care of you. Who built the highway to Baton Rouge? Who put up the hospital and built your school? Who looked after shit kickers like you, the kingfish do? Who gave a party at the Roosevelt Hotel? The whole North half the state down there for free. People in the city had their eyes bugging out, 'cause everyone looked just like me. Here come the kingfish, kingfish. Everybody sang, here's the kingfish. Yes, the kingfish, the kingfish. Friend of the working man, the kingfish, the kingfish. The kingfish gonna save this land.
Randy Newman with the song Kingfish, which is about former Louisiana Governor and Senator Huey Pierce Long. The song that preceded that was Every Man a King, which was Long's campaign song and slogan. He's actually credited as a co-writer on that. Long was shot and killed on September 8, 1935 at the state capitol in Baton Rouge. We started that short set off with Rednecks, a song that finds Newman using the N-word repeatedly. As Newman told Rolling Stone editor David Wild, quote, "I got one letter from a black kid who was watching my show in Lafayette, Louisiana, and he said he was liking the show very much until I got to that song. He didn't know where I was coming from. I apologized to him. I said, 'You're right. You don't know where I'm coming from.'" End quote. Newman continues, "But if you listen to it, I never felt I didn't need the word. I wouldn't have used it if I didn't need it in order to say what I wanted to say. But even now, if I'm playing with an orchestra for a subscription audience, I still won't play Rednecks because they'll go running up the aisle."
There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. Cleveland, city of light, city of magic. Cleveland, city of light, you're calling me. Cleveland, even now I can remember. Cause the Cuyahoga River goes smoking through my dreams. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on. Now the Lord can make you tumble, the Lord can make you turn, the Lord can make you overflow, but the Lord can make you burn. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on.
Burn On by Randy Newman, a song about Ohio's Cuyahoga River, which caught on fire in 1969. The fire is credited for helping spearhead the efforts which resulted in the Clean Water Act and the recreation of the Environmental Protection Agency. You're listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio, streaming at valleyfreeradio.org. Randy Newman is the topic of discussion this hour, and if you'd like to read, listen, or watch more about Mr. Newman, you can visit our website at connectingthenotes.com. You can also listen to all of our old archived shows while you're there. Randy Newman may be at his best when writing songs for characters. Here's a song, also off of 1974's Good Old Boys, that finds Newman drunkenly confessing his love in a song called Marie.
Sometimes I'm crazy, but I guess you know. And I'm weak and I'm lazy, and I hurt you so. And I don't listen to a word you say when you're in trouble. Away. But I love you the first time I saw you. I love you the first time I saw you. And I always will love you, Marie. I love you the first time. nobody knows my name. But it's just a crazy game. Oh, it's lonely at the top. Listen to the band they're playing just for me. Listen to the people paying just for me. All the applause, all the praise, and all the money that I have made. Oh, it's lonely at the top.
Randy Newman with 1972's Lonely at the Top. Before that, you heard Newman with the song Marie. Longtime collaborator and co-producer Russ Titelman told Timothy White of Spectro Pop magazine that he cried the first time Newman played him that song. When asked about the best part about working with Newman, Titelman replied, quote, "The high points, in a way, were getting the phone calls before we'd record, with Randy saying, 'Come over to the house, I gotta play you something,' and having it be God's Song, or Sail Away, or Marie. I cried when Randy played Marie in his little workroom in his house in Pacific Palisades. Marie is beautiful. Randy wrote it about a girl named Marie he was once madly in love with. It's like a Stephen Foster song. Randy is so funny and so smart, and the songs were so brilliant. All I can remember is that we used to laugh all the time. It was fun making those records, laughing nonstop about his sick point of view."
Rosemary, won't you come out tonight? Moon shining, the stars are bright. You stay inside, how can I love you, dear? When you're up there, I'm down here. Come on down, take a walk in the park. I know a place there where it's nice and I'll hold yours, dear, and you hold mine. Thinking about you all the time. Hear that wind blow through your window, and I call your name. Need you so, baby. I'm ready to go, baby. Ain't that a shame? Stay inside, how can I love you, dear? You're up there and I'm down here. When you're up there and I'm down here.
since we were little babies. I was a comfort to his mother and pal to his dad. For they passed away, they say, take care of our David. Ever will have. David the fat boy, David the fat boy, isn't he round? Isn't he round? What do we weigh, folks? Can you guess what he weighs? You know it's only a quarter. When a teddy bear for the girlfriend, a sucker for a wife, you've got to let this fat boy in your life. I think we can persuade him to do the famous fat boy dance. Give me half a chance. I just know you'll like my fat boy's dance.
Randy Newman with Davy the Fat Boy off his debut record. We started off with the song Rosemary from his second LP, 12 songs. And in between the two, you heard the piece Clef Club No. 1, which Mr. Newman composed for the movie Ragtime. Scoring films has become Newman's primary focus, and Ragtime, released in 1981, was one of his earlier efforts. Since that time, he has gone on to score Parenthood, Awakenings, The Natural, as well as a long list of Disney Pixar productions, including A Bug's Life, Monsters Incorporated, James and the Giant Peach, and of course Toy Story and Toy Story 2. The visibility that Newman gained amongst a whole new generation of listeners may be why so many are shocked by his earlier tongue-in-cheek approach to songwriting. Here's Newman with the highly successful Toy Story song, You've Got a Friend in Me.
You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Randy Newman is enlisted to score the upcoming Toy Story 3, so we can all breathe a collective sigh of relief to hear that news. When asked by Offbeat magazine Scott Jordan whether the deadlines you have to meet for film scores is helpful or harmful, Newman replied, "I'm afraid to say helpful, I think. That's if you have enough time. I still have trouble with self-discipline. I had it at 24 and 25, and I've had it all my life since I was a kid. It wasn't that I was just grooving around and not doing my homework and enjoying myself. I was lying there feeling bad about not doing it and wondering why I wasn't doing it. The same is true with songwriting and movies, but you don't have time for it. All your neuroses and psychosis, or whatever they are blown by the fact that you get up and work from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. It's much easier to write a song on assignment." As we mentioned earlier in the show, Newman was first recognized largely due to the roster of artists performing his work. We're going to play a few of those renditions. The first is by Harper's Bazaar, covering Newman, Simon Smith, and his amazing Dancing Bear in 1967. The California-based Harper's Bazaar was formed out of the group The Tikis, a group Newman was actually originally a part of. Harper's Bazaar went on to play 6 Randy Newman songs during their brief time together. Another popular Newman song often recorded was I Think It's Going to Rain Today, and we're going to hear Nina Simone's 1968 version. And we'll also play Harry Nilsson playing Newman's The Beehive State. Nilsson released an entire record of Newman compositions titled Nilsson Sings Newman in 1970.
Style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear. Outrageous, alarming, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Places where well-fed faces all stop to stare, making the grandest entrance of Simon Smith and his dancing bear. They'll love us, won't they? They beat us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Simon Smith and his dancing bear. It's Simon Smith and the amazing dancing bear.
broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen faces to keep love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Think I'll kick it down the street. Tin can at my feet. I think I'll kick it down the street. Why not? That's a way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way.
Since you're the delegate from Kansas, will you kindly take the floor and tell us what is Kansas thinking and what is Kansas for? Kansas is for the farmer. We stand behind the little man, and we need fire. Topeka, so help us if you can. Cause nobody seems to know. Da 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 da
Harry Nilsson, preceded by Nina Simone, preceded by Harper's Bazaar, all covering Randy Newman. Thanks for tuning in to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio. We have some more Randy Newman for you. This song is called Louisiana 1927, about the Great Mississippi Flood of 1927. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Stick around for Poison Ivy the Mind coming up at 9 o'clock.
What has happened down here? Is the wind have changed? Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River had busted through, clear down a Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. That time to wash us away. That time to wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana. That time to wash us away. That time to wash us away. President Coolidge come down to the railroad. That man with a notepad in his hand. President say, little fat man, isn't it a shame what the river has done to this poor cracker's land. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us. Wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
We have whiskey with your water, sugar with your tea. All these crazy questions that they're asking of me. This is the wildest party that they ever could be. Well, don't turn on the light, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said it ain't a way to have fun. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking on the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette y'all smoke about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Many things that I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, but I don't want to see no more. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said it ain't the way to have fun.